Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends, to another live edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Alex Jones, your host. You are not going to want to miss this broadcast. We have a top-level neocon, a communist, a liberal, a big government promoter in sheep's clothing, joining us in conservative clothing, scheduled, but I'm not going to say who's coming on, so because if we do that, sometimes they don't show up. That's coming up. Also, we have the father of a young girl who went on a psychotropic drug and then hung herself, and the statistics show and the medical studies show that these drugs are causing that to happen. In the next segment, I'm going to play the two clips of George W. Bush on Meet the Press talking about Skull and Bones and how it's so secret he can't talk about it, and John F. Kerry a few months ago on Meet the Press with Tim CFR Russert. And by the way, we have these video clips up yesterday, linked to some other websites, but they couldn't handle the bandwidth. As soon as we link to them, we crash their servers. And so we've grabbed the clips and put them up ourselves at Infowars.com. Infowars.com. Prison Planet, I think, is still linked to the site that's up and down because of the tens of thousands of people every hour that are linking through and watching them. We have a lot of news stories about Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, and the Luciferian activities of our so-called Christian conservative leaders. It's getting worse and worse. I mean, I could spend all day on two or three of these articles. There's just so much happening. Let's try to run over it. Dozens die in Iraq car bomb blast. Of course, FDA links antidepressants to youth suicide. That's coming up. Another article, woman participating in Lilly trial hangs herself. They knew about this and tried to cover it up. CDC vaccine data leads scientists to shocking discovery. Children 27 times more likely to develop autism with exposure to mercury-containing vaccines. Findings reviewed at today's meeting in D.C. Again, more on Skull and Bones. Defense Department seeks Bush guard file, that is, to cover it up. We have the proof that Bush was AWOL at Infowars.com. We've been talking about this for years, and that's another clip I'll be airing probably tomorrow, is Bush on Meet the Press saying he did his duty and basically lying about his service, because we know he's lying from the documents. Hero versus Zero, W's War, record a problem. So we'll be going over that, and I also have his AWOL record from the Texas National Guard. And he tried to spin this to, well, if you ask questions about my service in the Guard, you're putting down everyone who's in the Guard. That's ridiculous. If somebody goes AWOL from the Guard, that doesn't reflect on the Guard. Great spin there. Also, it's come out in BBC that the Pakistani scientist, the father of their nuclear program, the U.S. government was aiding him and helping him arm these so-called enemies. And so there's a big cover-up there. As usual, our government arming Pakistan, arming North Korea, arming China, whether it's Bill Clinton or George Bush, the New World Order just keeps going on. Another Houston Chronicle article, Justice Scalia's impartiality, highly questionable. And it gets into how, well, it's illegal for Air Force Two and Dick Cheney to be flying around a judge who's going to be over a case that they're now hearing in the Supreme Court. It'd be like having a mob boss flying around with a judge who's about to hear his case. Well, that's what we do have happening here. Also, Al-Qaeda may have nuclear weapons. Translate that to CIA may detonate a nuke in a major city. Don't think they won't, okay? They'll totally re-engineer our whole society with this. 9/11 is just the primer for this activity. And so now they're saying Al-Qaeda's got nukes and is sure to nuke us. And your Matrix system spying on your children from MSNBC. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey replacement elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey replacement elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-139. Order today and spread the word.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, again, it's Tuesday, the 10th day of February, 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sunday, I was busy doing radio interviews and working on a new film and a book on tape, so I didn't have a chance to watch Lord Bush, the ultimate big government gun grabber, open border promoting, Chinese arming, North Korea arming, Pakistan arming globalist. But I stayed up late last night, and at midnight Central Time, I recorded Meet the Press. They re-aired Bush with Tim Russert, his CFR buddy. Now, tonight on my TV show here in Austin, I'm going to air the clips, do a presentation, about a 20-minute presentation on Bush's going AWOL from the Air National Guard in Texas and Alabama. But that's going to be the second part of it. I'm going to spend about 10 minutes on Skull and Bones and play some clips of Bohemian Grove and go over the history of Skull and Bones and play the video clip of Bush and Kerry talking about Skull and Bones, or how they can't talk about it because it's so secret. You notice the same script and response from both of them. Now, yesterday we found these clips online, and they're just horrible clips. That is, the audio And video isn't very high quality, so forgive the background noise. By tomorrow, we'll have crisp, fresh clips up there on the website for you. And you can go to InfoWars.com and watch both these video clips and read a detailed grouping of news articles, mainstream, about the Satanic Order of Death that is also an admitted Nazi organization. Nazi flags, the Adolf Hitler's plates and silverware. By the way, that's MSNBC. So that's coming up. In fact, every week I'm going to be putting together 20 to 30 minute video montages of key analysis on the site. A few weeks ago, I put up the Building 7 analysis from WTC Complex, how the owner admits they blew the building up. And so every week, we're going to be doing these reports on the website for you. Now, there's so much I want to say about the Skull and Bones situation. And again, we've got two guests coming up, a big neocon coming on the show today. There should be some fireworks there. Also, we have a father coming on the show whose daughter died, committed suicide after going on a psychotropic drug, and the scientific studies that have come out admitting that they covered up the fact that they knew, Big Pharma knew, that these drugs caused this. So again, just a jam-packed broadcast today. I don't think I've ever had a show with this much news I want to cover. But there's another little interesting caveat to the Bush clip we're about to play. And this is, again, posted at InfoWars.com. Skull and Bones, George Bush, and John Kerry. Tim Russert asked the president Sunday about Skull and Bones, and the president confirms he is a member by saying he can't talk about it. Part of the transcript below, President Bush, this is a quote, politics, I mean, this is, you know, if you close your eyes and listen carefully to what you just said, it sounds like the year 2000 all over again. Russert, you were both in Skull and Bones, the secret society. President Bush, it's so secret, we can't talk about it. Russert, what does that mean for America? The conspiracy theorists are going to go wild. President Bush, I'm sure they are. I don't know. I haven't seen the unintelligible yet laughs. Russert, number 322. First of all, he's not the nominee, and I look forward. We have the whole transcript there, too. Well, it's not unintelligible. It might be in this clip we're about to air, but on the VHS copy I taped last night, you can hear exactly what he says. He says, I haven't looked at the web yet, or I haven't seen the web yet. It's totally clear. He says, I haven't seen the web yet. So this is how the quote goes. Bush, I'm sure they are. I don't know. I haven't seen the web yet. Laughs. So Russert, what does that mean for America? The conspiracy theorists are going to go wild. I'm sure they are. I don't know. I haven't seen the web yet. Laughs. Now, Russert basically asked the same question of Kerry, and Kerry just sidestepped it. Well, it's secret. Can't talk about it. But what's not a secret is I disagree with this president. Now, Bush is a liar. Now, and we already know this on 100 different fronts. He says the amnesty isn't an amnesty. He says he never said there were weapons of mass destruction. I mean, there's been a lot of just amazing spin going on here. But Kerry says that he knew George Bush at Yale. He was in Skull and Bones 2 years before Bush. And that means he was a senior at Yale 1 year before Bush was tapped. Now, they admit that several times each year, Skull and Bones members all meet together. There's usually only 100 or so of them alive. Any one time, there's haven't even been that many. It's only 15 each year. And the Bushes and the Kerrys, by the way, are cousins. That's been on NPR, Reuters, you name it. They're both related to the Queen of England. That's Reuters, you name it. I mean, think of this, a secret organization that's hereditarily related, and both the big presidential candidates, and it looks like Kerry's a shoe-in. It might end up being Edwards, I don't know, but I said over a year ago I thought it'd be Kerry and Bush in 04. And I'm on the record as usual, you know, laying it out what's going to happen. Because it's my life to study this stuff. So we have a secret society founded by a German Illuminati. That's admitted. They admit the Illuminati, it's a real organization. This is the history books, founded it in 1832. Because the Illuminati had been banned in this country. They were being hunted down by President John Quincy Adams. This is the history books, stuff you're not taught. And they went underground and took over Yale, quote, to overthrow the U.S. for the British. And they used German financing and German Illuminati money. So we have the two big presidential candidates, the president and this big senator, who are related, who are members of a hereditary order of death or order of Skull and Bones, and the president says it's so secret he can't talk about it. Right before the 2000 election, he got asked about it here in Austin. He said it's so secret I can't talk about it. And we've aired that clip here as well. So this is very, very serious. Let's go ahead and play the Bush clip, then we'll air the John Kerry clip. Go ahead and hit that clip.
You were both in Skull and Bones, the secret society.
It's so secret we can't talk about it.
What does that mean for America? The conspiracy theorists are going to go wild.
I'm sure they are. I don't know. I haven't seen the website.
Number 322?
You're going to lose? No, I'm not going to lose.
If you did, what would you do?
Well, I don't plan on losing. I've got a vision for what I want to do for the country. See, I know exactly where I want to lead.
Now, that last part, and again, we're going to have crisp video up for you tomorrow by mid-show. I've got the video. It's crisp. I don't know what they did online with this clip that we got off another site. I mean, it's like they ran it, you know, through 10 generations or something. But you can clearly hear him say, I haven't looked at the web yet. You can hear Russert. Well, we just read the quotes. You both were in Skull and Bones, the secret society, Bush. It's so secret we can't talk about it. Russert, what does that mean for America? The conspiracy theorists are going to go wild. Now, it's not a conspiracy. They both admit they're members of a secret society and can't talk about it. Again, you know, I say the sun came up this morning. It's not a conspiracy theory. You can look outside and see it. What does that mean for America? The conspiracy theorists are going to go wild. President Bush, I'm sure they are. I don't know. I haven't seen the web yet. Laughs. Russert, number 322. President Bush, first of all, he's not the nominee, and I look forward. Okay, go ahead and play it again. Play Bush again.
You were both in Skull and Bones, the secret society.
It's so secret we can't talk about it.
What does that mean for America? The conspiracy theorists are going to go wild.
I'm sure they are. I don't know. I haven't seen the web.
Number 322?
You're going to lose? No, I'm not going to lose.
If you did, what would you do?
Well, I don't plan on losing. I've got a vision for what I want to do for the country. See, I know exactly where I want to lead.
Now, when he said, I'm not going to lose, and I got a vision for the country where I want to lead, yeah, we know. Into the biggest growth in government ever, into Patriot Act 1 and 2, police in black ski masks, troops on the streets, millions of cameras scanning our faces, Echelon, DARPA, the Matrix system, the TIP system, yes, we know. Supercomputers in China, nuclear reactors in North Korea, arming Pakistan, letting them proliferate weapons, yes, re-signing the assault weapons ban. We know where you want to lead. And the neocons aren't going to be able to cover up for you. They were trying to cover up until 2 weeks ago when their own listeners started leaving them in droves, and now they're scrambling and fumbling. And, okay, Bush is a liberal. We're sorry. You can't vote for Kerry. Look, you can forget the presidential election. It's staged. Do you understand? Both of them are members of a secret devil worship society. That is not my opinion. I have snuck in and shot video of what they do at Bohemian Grove, which is a Skull and Bones organization. They worship Satan. They admit I shot video of it. It's been on national TV almost 20 times. I counted 19 now. I'm not sure. It may have aired more on the Trio Network. They admit, yes, Mr. Jones shot the ritual. Oh, we're just having fun. Oh, the Washington Times reported you ship in male prostitutes, the $1,000 an hour type. More male than female, that's your Christian conservatism. I mean, look, you couldn't make this type of stuff up. Male prostitutes, Nazi flags, just come on. Come on. George Bush is a Christian man of God. When he's not worshiping Allah or at a Shinto shrine or seizing the Indianapolis Baptist Temple or going after Judge Roy Moore with his federal judge, who they're now trying to make a big-time judge. I mean, come on, look at the fruits of this tree. It is wicked. Okay, let's play. I tell you what, we'll break. We'll play John Kerry when we get back, and I'll air these again later in the second hour. We got a big neocon coming up in about 10 minutes. I mean, a big neocon. If the individual shows up, a lot of times they don't. And I got so much other news here, it's just incredible. I got an MSNBC article here where the feds released all this data on your toddlers and preschoolers and young children, spying on them, everything about them. I mean, they're just spying on everybody. And just a bunch of drug news, vaccine news, war news, you name it, stay with us.
Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer, free of charge, Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution, pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like?
Allergies.
Asthma. Probably not. Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, Rob, you're so funny.
They go into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles like smoke, odors, VOCs, allergens, fine dust, mold, pollen, and kills bacteria for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less. Call them now to breathe easier. 888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we've got loaded phones, and I haven't even given the phone number out, and we'll get to you, but you're going to have to hold a while because we've got a chief neocon coming on here in a few minutes. But you'll get a chance to talk to him, so I guess you can bring up skull and bones to him. I want to go ahead and air this John Kerry clip. And again, these are off the web, and they're horrible quality for some reason. We're going to be putting high-quality versions up tomorrow on the website. But here's John Kerry a few months ago on Meet the Press when Russert basically asked him the same exact question and gets the same exact answer. So go ahead and play John Forbes, cousin of George W. Bush, Kerry clip. Here we go. Here's John Kerry.
You both were members of Skull and Bones, a secret society at Yale. What does that tell us?
Not much, because it's a secret. Is there a secret handshake? Is there a secret code?
I wish there were something secret I could manifest.
322, a secret number?
There are all kinds of secrets, Tim, but one thing is not a secret. I disagree with this president's direction that he's taking the country. We can do a better job, and I intend to do it.
And we'll be watching. Be safe on the campaign trail. John Kerry, thanks for joining us.
All right.
And we'll be right back.
Okay, so it's a secret. Can't talk about it. Bush, it's a secret. Can't talk about it. It's so secret. Can't talk about it. Your president, the number one Democrat running against him, related to each other, same area of the country. And Bush lied. He said that he didn't know John Kerry. Skull and Bones members meet each year. When one of them gets married, they induct the wife into it at a ceremony where all attend. But no, they never met. Sure, Bush was just the president of his fraternity that then led him into Skull and Bones, and Kerry was one of the heads of the other fraternities, and they never met. Kerry says they did, but Bush says no, never met him. Never met him there at Skull and Bones. That is a complete lie. Because the last three or four classes to graduate come to the initiation of the new Skull and Bones members. And Bush was inducted a year after Kerry graduated. So you want lies, folks. You're getting it. But again, Bush doesn't lie. It's not an amnesty. No, it's just a total capitulation, the biggest amnesty ever, but it's not an amnesty. And he's conservative, he's pro-gun, but he's going to sign the assault weapons ban. I mean, have you figured out you're being lied to yet? And also, we're going to put on the web Bush saying that he served his duty, that and we know they've been trying to cover up these documents, but we have them, that they've been out for months. Bush's record, he did go AWOL, he was grounded. It's true. But I just loved how he said, I was flying fighter jets. I served, and don't you try to put down the guard. Nobody put down the guard, but now I've seen the stories out there. If you talk about Bush's military record, you hate the National Guard. What type of commies are you? I mean, I love how they do this association thing where, well, if you're not for me, you're against everybody who's ever been in the National Guard. You better watch it. So I guess if anybody ever goes AWOL from the guard's bad. No, that's crazy. But that's how the psychology works. That's how they do this. But interesting that Bush said that he hadn't looked at the web yet to see what the conspiracy theorists were doing, and it's totally clear what he says on the video that I watched last night when they re-aired the Meet the Press Sunday interview, and then when you get to the transcripts, it says unintelligible. So very interesting. Again, Defense Department seeks Bush guard file. Hero versus Zero, W's war record problem. And that's just some of what we will be getting into. And we've got all the records right here. I've got about 30 pages of them. And also we'll get into government agency exposes daycare data, daily whereabouts of hundreds of children posted on public website. New York City Council passes Anti-Patriot Act measure, but again, it hasn't really gotten any attention. St. Paul up in Minnesota just passed one. I've probably seen in the last week 20 cities and towns that have thrown the Patriot Act out. It's normally not 20 I see in a week. Normally I see about 10 a week. But this has been going on and on and on. But still, when you hear the national media, they go, 145 cities have thrown out the Patriot Act. They've been saying that for a year. Last time I counted them up, it was about 7 months ago, and it was over 400 cities and three states. And now it's four states. So we'll get into that as well. Coming up, we have a great American coming on the show. Let me tell you, Oliver North's War Stories debuts on the New York Times bestseller list, and we're going to be talking to Oliver North. He's scheduled, as they say, coming up in the next segment, and we'll talk about Operation Iraqi Freedom, and we'll talk about his new book and some other stuff. So you don't want to miss that. And then we have a father of a young lady who committed suicide after she went on a psychotropic drug, and the scientific studies that have been suppressed showing that it's causing suicide. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a special offer to listeners of GCN Radio. Use a Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and a Bill of Rights for your good, not the good of manipulating government agencies. Take control of your own destiny. GCN has contracted with Midas Resources for copies of the Citizen's Rulebook. This is more than a handbook. It is your guide to a freer life with less governmental interference. Here's the deal. Call MRI at 800-686-2237 and obtain two handbooks, one for yourself, one for a friend, and two silver dollars for just $24.95, shipping included. More than half these coins were melted under the Pittman Act of 1918 and later with a great silver run of the 70s and 80s. There are less than one of these coins surviving for every 20 persons in the United States. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Ask for the Freedom Handbook Special. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Thank you.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt. Let's face facts, shall we? The only place that bald is beautiful is on cue balls and eagles. Yet millions continue to suffer through hair loss needlessly. Now some good news. Nissim International has developed the new Hair Biofactor Stimulating System, a product line of ultra-deep cleansing shampoos and hair-stimulating extracts designed to maximize the natural growth cycle of your hair. Nissim New Hair Biofactor Shampoos are the only shampoos guaranteed to reduce and control excessive hair loss within 1 week. Nissim Stimulating Extract has been clinically proven to re-stimulate hair growth with a success rate of over 85%. The Nissim system has been clinically proven, and it's guaranteed to control hair loss within 1 week or your money back. Call Nissim International today and mention this radio ad to receive a free travel-size shampoo. Dial toll-free 1-800-65-NISIM. That's 1-800-656-4746 or visit www.nissim.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight. I'm Alex Jones. Websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're joined by Oliver North, and he's written a new book that's already on the bestseller list, the New York Times, War Stories. That's also the name of his show on Fox News. And, Mr. North, it's good to have you on the show with us.
Alex, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
You were in Iraq. We obviously all watched you on television, and you've written a book concerning what happened during Operation Iraqi Freedom. Tell us about it.
Well, it's still going on. And in fact, I just got back here just before the holidays, and I'll be going back again to cover the Marines that are going back over there here in just a few weeks. What we've got is a remarkable victory being cast by my colleagues in the media as something other than that. And unfortunately, it not only denigrates what the United States of America is capable of doing, it also, in many ways, minimizes the extraordinary sacrifice that's being made by these young Americans. If I had any fault to find at all with the administration on this thing, it would be that all we get told to do is to, you know, keep enjoying life back here and it's all going to get taken care of. You've got right now about 107,000 Americans on the ground in Iraq. You've got another 8,000 on the ground in Afghanistan fighting the war on terrorism that, thank God, is being fought at arm's length over there instead of right here in the streets of our cities here in this country. And so when I got back the first time, Roger Ailes, my boss at Fox News, said, look, I want you to do a book. And I say, hey, boss, I've been gone for months. I'm recovering from a little malarial relapse here. And he said, I don't care. He said, I want something that 1,000 years from now some youngster can pull off a shelf and find out how magnificent these young Americans really are. He said, I want pictures in it, and I'm going to put a DVD in it from Fox, the first time Fox has ever done a book. And obviously I know that others have now put DVDs in books, but Fox broke the ground on this. And,
Oliver North, again, you need no introduction. You've got a national TV show. You've done a syndicated radio program. I'm going to be honest with you right here from the outset. I'm not going to sit here on the show and sneak attack you. I'm angry about the open borders. I'm angry about the Patriot Act. I've read it. I'm angry about arming North Korea. I'm angry at Clinton. I'm angry at Bush. I'm angry at everything that's happened in this country. Let me just finish. I'm no fan of Saddam Hussein, but there's this disconnect of who armed Saddam, who was in bed with Saddam. We've seen all this happen. I certainly support the troops, but and you've been over there for months and months and months in the last year or so, and I certainly appreciate that on the ground coverage, but I mean, come on.
Well, where do you want me to start? I mean, you want to just start with Iraq and work our way around the globe, Alex? I mean,
Oliver, my point here is that I've looked at the evidence, okay, and it's clear. Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, these guys are all for this war too, and Ron Paul's against it. I'm tired of hearing from people saying you're against the troops or you're not a conservative if you're not all out for this war. I'm concerned because they want to go into Syria, Iran, all these new countries. Do you support that?
Well, I've seen absolutely no evidence that anybody wants to go into any of those. I mean, there may be people talking about it outside the government, but I've heard nobody inside this administration, surely no one at the Pentagon and nobody at Central Command, talking about going into Syria or Iran. I mean,
there's been, Oliver, sir, there's been skirmishes going on with Syria. Rumsfeld's put out 3 plans to go ahead and invade Syria.
Wait a second. I mean, we've got war plans to invade Antarctica. I mean, we've had those on the books since World War II, and you're constantly updating those things.
Well, I'm talking about the PNAC documents written by Dick Cheney in 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses. Have you read that PNAC document?
Yeah, I mean, I've read the classified as well as the unclassified versions of these things. I mean, one of the things that we've got to be aware of here in this country is that to defend this nation against our adversaries, we've got to be literally prepared to go anywhere to do it at arm's length instead of having to, defend, New York City. I mean, this is important. I mean, 911, if anybody needs a reminder, this was 19 people who came to this country with one intention, to kill themselves, trying to kill as many of us as possible. And right now, the terror center of the universe, which used to be at Tora Bora in Afghanistan until November of 2001, and I was there, covered that for Fox News, and it then moved to the suburbs of Baghdad, a place called Salman Pak. It is now in the Bekaa Valley of Lebanon. I mean, anybody who knows anything about terrorism knows that. And the Bekaa Valley of Lebanon is essentially a province of Syria.
Colonel North, we have a clip in one of my videos where you're before the Congress, and Congressman Jack Brooks brings up the plans that have been published, and I have copies of them, for concentration camps in America.
Alex, that's just not fair to your audience. First of all, there was never a plan anywhere in my government, and certainly not the administration I worked in, for concentration camps for anybody. Jack Brooks had a political agenda. His agenda was to remove Ronald Reagan from office. He raised that issue, and you may remember, if you play the full clip of that hearing, I sat there stunned that the continuity of government plan to preserve a constitutional republic, that's what that plan was all about. We spent $16 billion on it from 1981 to 1983, trying to make sure that the country could never be decapitated and it would never, ever be in the hands of someone other than... Alex, Colonel, I let you finish. You going to let me finish?
Well, Colonel, I have all the mainstream news articles, Newsmax, I'm sure you've heard of them, where they found out about the current plan to build
Alex, let's just finish one topic at a time before we go off in the, the ether here. You're talking about 1987, the hearings in the summer of 87. What Jack Brooks raised was a very, very sensitive plan that had been paid for by the government in funds that he didn't even know about.
Yeah, the chairman shut him down, said don't talk about it.
You're right. You know who it was? Daniel Inouye, who was also a Democrat. Okay, why did Inouye stop it? Because it would have revealed how you were going to preserve a constitutional government in the United States run by civilians, not the military. That's the reason this Marine was assigned to work on that program.
Colonel North, have you read Patriot Act 1 and 2?
I have. I've read the entire bills.
Okay. Do you know what Section 802 says of the first
Act? Well, I don't have it right here in front of me.
Let me tell you what it says. H.R. 3162, Section 802, says the definition of domestic terrorism is any action that endangers human life that is a violation of any federal or state law. And now they're using it against Rush Limbaugh to get his medical records.
Alex, that's not true.
That's the Associated Press. They're using it against topless bars, county commissioners.
Alex.
That is true, Oliver North.
Alex, the Patriot Act has not been invoked to get Rush Limbaugh's medical records. That's not fair to your audience.
That is true.
It's not true. I mean, you call up the U.S. Attorney's Office. They'll tell you the provisions of the law that they're using. I don't particularly think it's fair or right.
The spokesman for the Justice Department, and I got the Washington Times article with the quotes posted, said over a year ago, we will use the Patriot Act for any criminal investigation. Of course, we'll use all the tools. The Las Vegas Review-Journal admits they're going after topless bars, county commissioners with it.
Okay.
Are you saying that's not happening?
Alex, what I'm saying to you is that the Patriot Act is something I did not support in its enactment. I didn't think it was appropriate to do this thing, even after 9/11. Notwithstanding that, I do not believe that the Patriot Act is being improperly applied at this point. If you want to go ahead and communicate some emails to me, I'll be glad to give you my email address off the air.
Okay. Well, look, I mean, I appreciate you coming on.
No, but Alex, I mean, it's not fair to your audience to make these kinds of claims.
They're not claims.
It doesn't bother me.
They're not claims.
I've seen the New York Times pieces about me and the liberal press and what they've said about me. It doesn't bother me at all. But for you to mislead the audience to say Ronald Reagan intended to put people into concentration camps is an outrage.
Okay, let me stop you right there, Colonel North, because what you just did is an outrage, okay? Hold on a second. I didn't say Ronald Reagan wanted to put people in concentration camps.
Let me finish.
I said that those plans have now been released, and the old plans been integrated with new plans, and I've got Denver Post, Associated Press, Washington Times, liberal conservative, admitting Newsmax got the purchase orders for 3 1-million-man camps. Okay, this is last year. It's all posted at prisonplanet.com in the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp program. I have the Army documents where they're already using prisoners to expand these. And so, I know you've been out of the country, in Iraq and all this, but what I'm telling you is I'm not bringing up, smoky conspiracy theories.
Alex, I recommend you get out there and start campaigning for John Kerry right now. I mean, that's what you got to do, buddy.
Oh, another Skull and Bones member.
John Kerry's the guy who wants to, take apart our military. And obviously, you're afraid of our military and afraid of our government.
That Senator Warner and Bush and Cheney and all of them have said they want to get rid of Posse Comitatus.
No, I've not heard him say that.
I have Ridge on tape saying they want to get rid of it.
Well,
on Fox News, are you for getting rid of Posse Comitatus?
No.
Certainly, that in the late 80s, they already had Marine Corps officers dressed up in police uniforms doing drug and gun raids in Norfolk, Virginia.
Oh, Alex, good Lord, help me. What was being done in the 1980s to prepare for combat and build-up areas was to be able to insinuate U.S. military. This is a training operation for foreign operations.
No, I mean law enforcement operations. I have the interviews with these people and the video.
Okay. Okay, Alex.
What I'm saying to you is we're turning into a police state, Colonel North. I mean, look, you talk about supporting the troops, okay?
You sound just like John Kerry when he came back from the war. He's flashing his medals all over the place and bragging about what a hero he is. And if you read the writings of people like General Giap, who before he died in the 1980s wrote that if it weren't for organizations like the Vietnam Veterans Against the War, they would have lost the war. And John Kerry did exactly the same thing you're doing. You say, oh, I support the troops, but I'm against the government.
Yeah, you're right. I'm against the troops breathing 1,900 times the safe levels of uranium.
Okay.
Look, Colonel North.
Yeah, yeah, by the way, I'm sorry I missed that in my book, Alex.
Well, that's just the Dr. Rookie, who they hired in 91 to go over there to whitewash it. And he said, no, it is true. And now he says it's much higher levels. Are you saying depleted uranium is a good thing?
I'm saying depleted uranium is responsible for the Bushmaster being as effective as it is on the 25-millimeter gun on both the Bradleys and the light-armored reconnaissance vehicles. Yes.
Well, I mean, neutron bombs would be effective, too. Look, you're sitting here trying to imply I'm for John Kerry.
I don't know who you're for. I didn't say you were for John Kerry. What you should do is get behind him.
I'm saying it doesn't matter. You got two people who are related to each other.
So what are you going to do, overthrow the government?
This is, you know what, my Declaration of Independence says that when my government becomes illegitimate and becomes destructive of the Bill of Rights, it is my job to replace it, and I want our country back.
Well, then I recommend you do it with ballots instead of bullets, Alex.
Oh, the Diebold systems are doing quite nicely now. Have you seen the thousands of articles admitting with their own engineers saying that it's a scam?
Okay, so you don't want to do it with ballots. How do you want to do it?
I'm going to try to do it by educating people, and of course I'm
to do
promoting.
What? I mean, just sit there and listen to you, or are you willing to do something?
Oh, I am doing something.
No, I'm asking what you want the people to do. I mean, I'm kind of curious about this.
I want them to
you
become.
You don't want to do it with ballots.
I want them to become leery of big government. The government's grown by 45%, Colonel North, in the last 3 years.
Well, then I recommend you get guys on your show that will talk and support this kind of stuff. All I did was write a book about how brave American soldiers, sailors, and Marines are, and you called me up to blast me about the government.
Because,
you know, I drew a paycheck from the government of the United States every year for 23 years.
Yeah.
And I happen to believe, I took an oath to support and defend the Constitution, got shot up several times for doing it, and you call me on your show and invite me to come on to give me a nuclear attack about how screwed up we are, you know? Notwithstanding how bad things are, buddy, it's better here than anywhere else on the planet Earth. I've been to 125 different countries, and I commend
well,
you. Travel around a little
Colonel
bit
North,
and see how bad
Colonel
it is
North,
elsewhere.
Colonel North, I can see where this is going. Love it or leave it. I'm defending the Republic. I'm defending the Constitution. I didn't sign campaign finance reform. I'm not for blanket total amnesty. I'm not telling you that it's not an amnesty. I'm not the one giving supercomputers to China. I'm not the one giving nuclear reactors to North Korea. I'm not the one butchering America. And I'm telling you, it doesn't matter if it's Bill Clinton or Al Gore or George Bush, this whole agenda, this new world order that Bush's daddy talked about is materializing. Are you saying that's not happening?
I don't know. I've been so busy covering soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines out there fighting for our country and fighting for the values that, you know, I raise my kids to respect and admire. The
and sidestepping the depleted uranium situation.
Excuse me?
Do you want to talk about depleted uranium? Because they admit it's hurting the troops.
Well, if you get inside a vehicle that's been hit by it and the shell has penetrated, you can be exposed to it. For example, all of those vehicles that are out there in the so-called highway of death that connects between Kuwait and Safwan inside of Iraq, they are off limits to human beings because they've got depleted uranium in them.
Exactly. We're turning areas into wastelands. For hundreds of thousands of years.
Well, we should have just left Saddam alone, then, right?
Well, we shouldn't have given him the botulism, the anthrax. We shouldn't have given him the weapons. We shouldn't have Rumsfeld and Love Fest with him, sitting on couches with him, just like George Bush Sr., you know, hanging out with Manuel Noriega.
Alex, you're obviously very angry.
I am angry. We're losing our country.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm glad we still got youngsters willing to defend it.
Oh, youngsters. You know I'm a youngster, huh?
No, I'm talking about youngsters, the ones, the 19-and-a-half-year-olds that I was just covering.
Let's take a few calls. Let's talk to Jerry in Wisconsin. Jerry, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, how's it going, Alex?
Fine, go ahead.
I was wondering, does that guy you're talking to, does he listen to any of your videos or what?
No, I don't think Oliver North's seen any of my videos.
It kind of sounds that way. He needs to blow out some of the cobwebs out of his ears. I got two questions for you, Alex. I was wondering if you heard of the book.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to put you on hold because I'll get back to you. Let's go to George in St. Louis. George, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex, and hi, Oliver.
Hi, George.
I heard, I believe it was last night on the news, could have been the night before. No, I think it was last night. that they, on one of the major affiliates, either the CBS or NBC affiliate, it was a local coverage story, they took Bush's records out of the Page Avenue Records Center here in St. Louis.
Oh, I have them in front of me.
3 days ago. No.
AWOL. Well, grounded.
Okay, well, I've seen those on the Internet, but, I mean, I don't know what other records they had. There might have been something else, but the ones from Page Avenue were removed from Page Avenue 3 days ago and sent to the Pentagon. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, that's the Associated Press I have that. They've grabbed the records. Colonel North, comments to that?
I don't know. I haven't seen the story.
William, certainly you've heard about the controversy that Bush has disappeared for almost 2 years and was grounded because of it, but it somehow got all that expunged, and now the feds have grabbed the records out of St. Louis.
Like I say, you and George need to get out there and hustle behind John Kerry.
Absolutely, yeah. Let's have a president who lies and says he did his duty when he didn't. And by the way, Colonel North, I have his records, all 30 pages, in front of me. Please stay with us.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Brr, record cold spells gripping the nation this winter. So much for global warming. Of course, hand-in-hand with record cold spells usually go record fuel bills for heating. But for thousands of people across the country, there's no record fuel bill. In fact, there's no bill at all. These people have discovered the magic of a warm workshop without the cost by burning waste oil with a waste oil heater kit from Harold Electric. We all enjoy having a comfortable shop in the winter months to work in. And a waste oil heater from Harold Electric can turn your waste oil from a liability into an incredibly efficient and economical way to heat your workshop. The waste oil heater burns clean. So clean, in fact, that there's absolutely no visible smoke while it's running. There's no expensive maintenance, and the waste oil heaters from Harold Electric are easy to operate. With heating costs skyrocketing in the past couple of years, adding a waste oil heater in your shop makes perfect sense. And with a waste oil heater kit you build yourself from Harold Electric, it's easy. To learn more, visit wasteoilheater.net. That's www.wasteoilheater.net, or call 1-800-541-8910. Call Harold Electric today and work in comfort tomorrow.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
From Rhode Island to Los Angeles, California, blasting out on the AM and FM dial, simulcasting at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. By the way, we've posted Limbaugh's Patriot Act medical records. It's World It Daily. We've posted the Las Vegas Review Journal. In fact, I think I'm going to go back over this interview. We're going to post about 20 stories for every point I make. From conservative and liberal publications. We'll just have to do that and then repost this interview on the websites. In fact, I think I'll post the concentration camp news articles there, too. Colonel North, Ben Parton said he worked on one of your campaigns. You've stayed at his house, General Benton Parton, former head of Air Force Weapons Development. He says there were bombs inside the building and obviously government elements were involved. You said during the break that you were aware of his report. Do you have any comments to it?
Well, I don't know what I'd report. I mean,
what
do you want me to add to it?
Oh, I mean, do you think a truck bomb did that?
Well, there's no doubt that Timothy McVeigh drove a truck bomb up there. You don't doubt that, do you?
I got the police on record saying multiple people got out of that vehicle. It was a government operation for Herr Clinton. But I mean, answer the question. Does a truck bomb blow a building out and pieces of it on top buildings?
Well, I've seen buildings, you know, blow up all kinds of different ways. And Ben Parton's an old friend of mine, and I'm not about to criticize his analysis of it.
Oh.
But let me just tell you something.
Well, do you have the courage to answer the question?
Do I have the courage to answer what question? Alex, unlike
Oklahoma
some other
City, what is your expert opinion on it?
I'm not an expert on buildings blowing up. I'm a Marine infantry officer.
So you don't know anything about explosions?
Well, I've certainly caused a lot of them to happen, but I certainly don't know anything more than what I've read about.
So we've had 18-wheelers full of C4 in Saudi Arabia that just blow the face off a building and blow it in, but magically a little truck bomb in Oklahoma City blows the building out and columns further back get blown off with blast points on them.
What is your point, Alex?
I just wanted to, you know, I know you know Ben Parton. I wanted to see what you thought
about
it.
Well, yeah, but I'm not an engineer, a structural engineer, or an explosives engineer. Ben Parton is.
Well, here's my point. Real conservatism is disappearing in this country. Our liberties are falling apart. Bush says he's going to re-sign the assault weapons ban next year. Do you support that? You think that's conservative?
No, I don't.
I'm
going to be a board member of the National Rifle Association. That's inconsistent with our board's position.
Well, I sure wish the magazine would tell people about it.
Which magazine?
America's First Freedom doesn't seem to want to tell folks that Bush is going to sign that assault weapons ban.
Well, I'll talk to the editor about it.
Wow. You know what? You're a very influential person, Colonel. We wish you would do that. That's the point of this interview, is we get neocons on the show. And I don't know if you consider yourself a neocon, but you certainly support the neocon camp in Washington. And we try to get people like Ann Coulter and others. I mean, she told me that she's written a book about the Patriot Act, but I asked her if she'd read it. She said she hadn't read it. You said you've read it.
And your point?
My point is that we've never had a more liberal president than George W. Bush.
Well, then what are you going to do about it?
That's a question. That's a good one. What am I going to do? And we got a choice between John Kerry and Bush.
Yeah, it kind of looks that way to me. I mean, I don't have the gift of prophecy, but it kind of looks like that's how the nomination's going to go. We got a primary in Virginia today. It looks like it's going to hand it to him.
Oliver North's War Stories, and it's got a DVD, a video with it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, and the publisher is Regnery, and it's on bookshelves everywhere. It's a bestseller. And Oliver North, maybe I'll get you on for an hour sometimes. We can really have a debate and take more calls.
Sure.
All right, well, just last question. A few years ago, they caught the head of Southcom down there in Latin America shipping drugs into New York. You got any comments about the CIA and drug running?
Well, if somebody's doing it, they ought to get caught and punished.
Why do you think Bush Sr. liked to meet with Noriega so much?
Didn't know that he did. I mean, I was with him on several trips, and I never saw him meet with Noriega. I did see him go into a room full of armed men and tell the folks in El Salvador that they better have an election or else.
All right. Well, Oliver North, thanks for coming on the show. Take care.
Sure. You too, Alex.
We'll be right back with the second hour.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.